Another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Bounce pass on that left side. Shot's no good. Tipped out of there. Schreiner comes up with it. Gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass. Way up. Gonna be good. Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with the easy bucket.
Today, it's live coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Williams, they lob it to Burr, no backside help, the layup is there. Peyton Burr with a good catch and score, 5 1/4, 14 in the game.
Some of the area's best high school basketball teams are paired against the state's best in today's 7th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. All the excitement is coming up next, but first to do your Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Time for our fifth game of the day. Norfolk Catholic will be taking on Dauphin Trumbull. Norfolk Catholic 11-8. Dauphin Trumbull 16-3 on the season. And your starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. And for Norfolk Catholic, it'll be Dylan Borb, a 6-foot-tall senior. Jacob Beller, a 6'1 junior. Matt Miller, sophomore, 6'4. Bo Schomer, 6'4 and a junior. And David Egelhaupt, a sophomore at 6'4 for head coach Shane Anderson. Now for Dauphin Trumbull, it'll be Jordan Slough, the 5'9 senior. Creighton Bird, 6'5 and a senior. Lorenzo Williams, a 5'7 senior. Grady Cook, 6'5 and a senior. And Riley Wolfong, 6-foot-tall senior for head coach Steve Hartman. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank. A very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney. The Better Bank. And this has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we are underway here as the opening tip is controlled by Dauphin Trumbull, and Jordan Slough will help work it around the perimeter. And we've got a walk that's going to be called here on the Cardinals. So they turn it over, their very first possession here of the ball game, and Dylan Bohr and the rest of the red-clad Norfolk Catholic Knights will bring the ball into the offensive zone. They'll work it off on that left wing. And they'll kick it off over here. Three-pointer up and good by Dylan Bohr. So Bohr is able to stroke in the three after Dauphin Trumbull had the turnover on the other end. So a pretty good start here for Norfolk Catholic. They go for the steal on the left side. Don't get it. So driving here is Lorenzo Williams, and his shot is up and no good. And coming up with the basketball here for the Norths is Beller. So Beller comes up with the rebound, and now the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds on the left wing here after Dauphin Trumbull misses another shot. So toss it in here for Norfolk Catholic, and we've got a foul on the inbounds, and that is going to be a moving screen on Norfolk Catholic. So Norfolk Catholic going to be called for the Jacob Beller with the moving screen. It was away from the ball, obviously, so I didn't see the call at all, and that'll be a turnover. And a long pass, and that tap in his chest after making a bad pass is Creighton Burr. That's my bad, but it no harm, no foul, because it went off one of the Norfolk Catholic players and out of bounds. So the Cardinals will maintain the possession here. They trail it 3-0 here in the early stages. And they inbound the basketball here for Jordan Slough. Slough gave it away, now gets it back. 1-3-1 zone right now for Norfolk Catholic. Jumper no good, offensive rebound. Shot won't fall here for Creighton Burr. Burr couldn't get the putback to go up there. And the rebound ripped out of there by Norfolk Catholic. On the run, laying it up and in is going to be Zach Pospisil. So he got the defensive rebound and was able to take it all the way in for the bucket. And now we're going to have a foul after the turnover. Bad pass for Donovan Trumbull. They turn the ball over, and to compound it, they commit the foul as well. And Donovan Trumbull wants to talk about it. They're down 5-0 and not playing real well here in the first minute and a half. Timeout for Donovan Trumbull, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll take it with them. They're down 5-0. We're back after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Welcome back here, Norfolk Catholic with a 5-0 lead. They have possession of the basketball here. On the bounce is going to be Matt Miller. Miller, top of the circle, has his pass deflected by Jordan Slough, but picking it up is going to be Bohr. And Bohr is going to dribble to the lane, put up a tough-looking shot. It is well off the mark and rebounded out of there by Donovan Trumbull. It's Creighton Burr who snags the rebound after a tough shot there for Norfolk Catholic. Three-pointer in the corner is no good for Wilt Fong. And the long outlet pass is going to be taken to Miller. Miller's going to lay it up and in. In transition, Matt Miller is able to lay it up and in after Donovan Trumbull couldn't hit the shot on the other end. And then the rebound, a long outlet pass there for David Engelhaupt. Top of the circle. Here's a three-pointer here for Burr. Burr's three will not fall. And, again, it's Norfolk Catholic with a one-and-done kind of deal as Dylan Bohr pulls down the rebound. Now some penetration here by Pospisil. He'll give it off on the left wing. Driving is Engelhop, and Engelhop takes it off glass, and it's now 9-0, Norfolk Catholic. Almost stolen away, but coming up with the basketball here is Cook. Cook's jumper, no good, as they drove through there. Another defensive rebound. Pass back out, and knocking the ball out of bounds. Pursuing it is Creighton Burr as it goes out of bounds. Right now, Norfolk Catholic doing everything right. I don't think Donovan Trumbull's gotten a rebound in the game. And it's 9-0, Norfolk Catholic, with 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. And again, Norfolk Catholic 11-8, while Donovan Trumbull 16-3. Well, if you didn't know better, you would probably have those records the other way around here in the early stages. Tough jumper, no good. I can't believe a foul was not called there, as the shot was no good for Schomer. And he kind of got wrapped up here with Riley Wilfong. And the ball goes out of bounds. They're actually going to call a foul here on Engelhop. That'll be his first. So Don Trumbull has it. They find a cutter, and finally a bucket made. Creighton Burr cuts through there. They had it in that right corner, and Burr came all the way through the lane as Slough was able to hit him with a nice pass. So first points of the ball game here for the Cardinals as they trail it 9-0 at one point. Now from the elbow, here's Engelhop, 15-foot jumper, no good. Offensive rebound off glass. It's good for Dylan Bohr. So Bohr is able to make the putback after a pretty good look at the basket, and that was a lot of effort there by Dylan Bohr. Very athletic. Entry pass inside, and the dunk for Donovan Trumbull. Slamming it home is Creighton Burr. They just kind of left him alone, and that quick little pass got Burr some space and the dunk. So 11-4 here. Dribbling behind the back is going to be Bohr. Bohr working in the lane on the baseline, loses the basketball, but they're going to say last touch by Riley Wilfong. For the Knights, checking in here, back in the game is going to be Matt Miller and Blake Ewing. Slough will drop back in a little zone here as they inbound it. And a three-pointer on the inbounds play. No good for Miller, and we got a foul on the rebound. That is going to be going against Norfolk Catholic. Jacob Beller whistled for his second foul. We played midway through the first quarter here. Been very entertaining, and finally don't have trouble getting a little offense going. They still trail it here, 11-4. They spotted Norfolk Catholic the first 9 points of the ball game, but now they're looking a little bit more comfortable out there. Getting the ball back is Grady Cook. They'll give it off here on the drive here. Creighton Burr jumper, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath the shot. going to be blocked, a lot of contact. But Grady Cook could not quite come up with it as Dauphin Trumbull misses a couple of shots. And in transition, we've got a foul on the rebound. Driving up there was Norfolk Catholic. They pulled down the rebound, and then they were kind of grabbed as well. There's been a couple of times there's been a lot of contact, and the officials have let them play. Norfolk Catholic, though, Matt Miller pulls down the rebound. He was fouled, so he's going to go to the line and shoot a couple. And the first one is up and good. By the way, the foul was called on Burr. And that is going to be his second. So he's got a little foul trouble here in the early stages. And the officials are going to have a discussion about who the foul went to. And they're huddling up here, and I think they're going to change that. Yeah, the foul, and really the first one to notice it was Jordan Slough. Slough basically was saying, no, it wasn't on Burr, it was on me. I think that's heads up right there by Slough, knowing that Burr already had a foul. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't have complained. Free throw is missed, and the rebound taken out of there by Grady Cook. So Slough, I think, is the one that's going to be given that foul here. So we're going to make that change. And Dauphin Trumbull has the basketball. They trail it now 12-4. Slough has it on the right wing. Has the dribble. Dribbles it high, but he's not doing anything wrong with it. Miller will pick him up defensively. Slough dribbles into the corner. He'll kick it back out here for Wiltfong. Wiltfong gives it off for Lorenzo Williams, and we've got a foul. Couple of free throws coming up here for Lorenzo Williams. He was hit on the arm. Now he shoots two. The first one rolls around and good. So that'll make it now 12-5. After the foul was whistled on Blake Ewing. And the second free throw is also good. So Williams makes a couple of free throws here. It's 12-6 with 3:01 to go. Still in the first quarter. And again, Dauphin Trumbull's been able to outscore Norfolk Catholic since they spotted him the first nine. On the baseline, tough shot there. Miller had it deflected by Burr. And the basketball now in the hands of Riley Wiltfong. Wiltfong's pass on that left side. A couple guys diving for it. There's a whistle. And they're going to say it was out of bounds off of Norfolk Catholic. On the baseline was Zach Pospisil. As the ball was knocked loose by Pospisil on the inside, but they couldn't finish the steal. Williams helps work it around the perimeter. They kick it out back to Williams. He's going to fire the three, and he hits the three. Lorenzo Williams passed it away, got it right back. It snapped in the three-pointer in rhythm. And just like that, we've got a three-point ball game. 12-9. A 9-3 run here since falling behind early. Dauphin Trumbull on the run right now. Little floater in the lane here for Norfolk Catholic. No good. Rebound out here for Creighton Burr. Burr is able to pass it out for Slough. Slough works it around. They're going to set up a half-court offense, and they'll kick it off on the right side. The three-pointer up and good. Pointing to the passer after stroking in that three is going to be Riley Wiltfong. And Wiltfong is able to tie this basketball game up. In the corner is Engelhop. Engelhop will throw it top of the circle here for Matt Miller. Miller looks to the inside, working around the perimeter. They give it for Nathan Boyle. Boyle will kind of chin the basketball and get it to Blake Ewing. Ewing's pass inside now for Engelhop. Engelhop takes it off glass. Good ball movement there, and Engelhop is able to go up strong with it after he got good position, caught the ball at just the right time, and a nice decision there by Grady Cook not to commit a foul. Top of the circle with it here for Dauphin Trumbull is Jordan Slough. Slough will drive the clean out. He'll lay it up. A little bit too strong, though, and it's rebounded by Miller. Good look there, but now we've got a whistle, and there's some contact on that left side, and the Dauphin Trumbull player is still on his back over there. That's going to be Wiltfong. It's going to be Williams, rather. And for Williams,
He's kind of collecting himself just a little bit. He was trying to collect the charge, and he collected a hit kind of in the stomach area, and I got a feeling he probably just got the wind knocked out of him. He's going to come out of the game here momentarily. The ball inbounded here for Wilfong. Defended here by Wilfong on the inbounds. And now a cut by Seth Montag. Montag will cycle through, and he lays it up and in for Norfolk Catholic. So he comes off the bench and lays it up and in for a Norfolk Catholic four-point lead. Final minute of quarter number one. With the ball at the top of the circle here is going to be Creighton Burr. Burr is going to drive all the way to the baseline. Shot's a little bit too strong. Rebound is going to be tipped out into the hands of Riley Wilfong. And Wilfong tries to work it back inside, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow is not on the scoreboard. And I can't see from here. Now they tell me that Norfolk Catholic has the basketball. So 35 seconds to go, and the Knights bring in the offensive zone here. Zach Pospisil on the dribble, gives it left side for Engelhopp. Engelhopp is being harassed there by Jordan Slough. Pass on the inside, and muscling his way up is going to be Zach Pospisil. And Pospisil takes it off glass. He scores. 16 seconds to go here. Slough on the bounce between the circles near midcourt. Going to work the clock here a little bit. And I think they're probably going to clean out. They're going to clear out for him. He's going to drive. He's going to float in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. Coming up with it is going to be Miller. Miller will fire from three-quarter court. And it was online, but just a little bit wide. And that will do it for one quarter of play. Norfolk Catholic with an 18-12 lead over Donovan Trumbull. They led by 9 at one point. And Donovan Trumbull now trails by 6 as we'll head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
And welcome back here. One quarter's in the books. 18-12. Norfolk Catholic with the lead after one quarter of play. And it's going to be Donovan Trumbull basketball. Slough will bring it into the offensive zone. Being very patient here. And in fact, Slough gave it away. Now they kind of almost roll it back. With the dribble right now is going to be Lorenzo Williams. Williams works it down low, and I think an extra step. No, they don't call the extra step on Burr, but rather Burr was on the sideline. So that'll be a turnover, a baseline, actually. In any event, Donovan Trumbull has just turned over the basketball. 5 turnovers to Donovan Trumbull, only 2 by Norfolk Catholic. They protected the ball pretty well here. Jacob Beller in the offensive zone has a screen. That might have even been a little bit of a moving screen, but in any event, not called. Schomer's pass through the lane. As soon as I say Norfolk Catholic takes care of the ball, they make a bad pass in the lane, and it will go out of bounds. So Burr will give it to Slough here. 18-12, 7:22 to go, quarter number 2. Long pass into the corner, and Wilfong will try to pass it and does pass it on the inside. And we got a reach that's gone old here on the Knights. They're going to have the foul. I think they actually have a couple of different guys they could give it to, but they choose Dylan Bohr to be the person that reached in. And so the Cardinals will inbound on the baseline. They're going to lob it for Burr. Burr with the catch and the kick. Three-pointer in the corner is no good for Wilfong. Offensive rebound in underneath, and there's a foul. Donovan Trumbull couldn't drain the three-pointer, but they still have a chance to get some points here after the offensive rebound by Cook. As the foul was committed by Engelhoff. That's going to be his second. Cook's free throw is up and good. So Cook makes the first one. And Cook bends the knees. His second free throw is up and good. So he makes two free throws. And again, Cook on the season. Pretty solid free throw shooter. About 61% free throw shooter, so it does a nice job there. Norfolk Catholic works around the perimeter. Beller's got it. Beller and staying right with him. That's good defense there by Lorenzo Williams. It's close to being closely guarded. He passes it just in time on the baseline, getting it to Schomer. Schomer shot no good. Rebound in underneath and flipping it over his shoulder is Engelhoff. Wow, that is a great play by Engelhoff, who's able to make the putback. But Slough was able to answer right back. Got the ball in that right wing. And he's able to drive in for the two-pointer. Four-point ball game. On the baseline, driving the baseline, nearly stepping out of bounds is Norfolk Catholic. And a nice little flip inside from Engelhoff, who sets up Bo Schomer. And Schomer with the bucket. So Slough now is going to slow it down a little bit. It's 22-16. Norfolk Catholic with the lead. We got 6 minutes to go before halftime, and Jordan Slough is going to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Norfolk Catholic 22, Don for Trouble 16. 16:02 to go here before halftime. We'll be back right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Glad you could join us for coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic. Today's broadcast of the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic being brought to you by Home Federal Bank. Today, tomorrow, together, build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC. Toss in the basketball here is going to be Donovan Trumbull. And doing the honors is going to be Lorenzo Williams. Williams is able to get it off here for Wilt Fong. Wilt Fong has it stolen away. Donovan Trumbull with the turnover. And on the layup here for the Knights is going to be Matt Miller. And Miller will score. So Miller with the nice little steal and is able to lay it up and in. Slough will kick it off on that left side around the perimeter. It's Grady Cook. He'll give it top of the circle here for Slough. Slough on the right wing for Wilt Fong. Back to Slough. Slough top of the circle will get into the lane, give it for Burr. Burr will miss the first shot. Can't get the rebound as the rebound is tipped out of there to Miller as Berg had one offensive look at it, but Donovan Trumbull couldn't hit the shots, and now they make the steal. Coming up with the pass is going to be Riley Wilt Fong as Norfolk Catholic turns it over, and now they're going to commit a foul. And for Engelhoff, that is now seven fouls on the Knights. Engelhoff, that is his third. So he's had a nice little start to the game point-wise here with 6 points, but now he's picked up his third foul. So Creighton Burr at the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots. Bends the knees, and it is no good. My apologies, that was a one and one. He missed it, so he doesn't get a second shot here. And Norfolk Catholic in transition. They get the left-handed layup by Boyle. Boyle's shot won't fall, and the rebound is tipped out here by Burr. Burr came up with the rebound, kicks it off left one. And gave it to Slough. Slough was able to drive the length of the court, lay it up and in with that left hand. Nice job there by Slough. As nobody really shut him off. Here's Bohr in the lane. Extra pass inside for Schomer. Schomer, that's a tough shot, no good. And Burr will pull down the rebound. That'll end the possession here for Norfolk Catholic. They kick it up ahead here for Slough. Slough is going to kick it off. Burr in transition. His three is no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. It was last touched by one of the Cardinals. And so Norfolk Catholic will maintain the possession. Four-point
4:26 to go here in the first half, 24-18. Norfolk Catholic has led throughout. They started the game on a 9-0 run, and really Dauphin Trumbull has been trying to whittle their way back into it ever since. They've cut it to single possession a couple of times. Now splitting the defense is Nathan Boyle. Boyle lost the ball, gets it back, shoots over the top of Wilfong. He missed it. And Carney and Dauphin Trumbull is able to pick up the basketball. Slough's got it on the baseline. He'll back up. He'll fire the jumper. No good. Foul on the rebound. In great position there for Dauphin Trumbull, snagging the bound was Grady Cook. And Cook had it momentarily, and they tried to take it away from him. Norfolk Catholic commits the foul. So Cook is able to pull down the rebound after the miss. And now he'll shoot a 1-and-1. The foul, by the way, was on Boyle. And the free throw is no good. So they're continuing to struggle a little bit from the free throw line is Dauphin Trumbull. On the right side, three-pointer for Dylan Bohr, and Bohr is able to stroke it in. That was pretty well covered, but Bohr was able to shoot over the top of Slough. And it's a 9-point lead here for Norfolk Catholic again. This will equal their largest lead of the game. Working against low pressure on that right side is going to be Lorenzo Williams. Williams will kick it out here for Eric Tobin. Tobin came in that last stoppage. He'll pass it left side. It goes off the hands of Noah Keller and out of bounds. So Dauphin Trumbull has just turned it over. Subbing back in here for the Cardinals is going to be Riley Wiltfong. And getting a little breather is going to be Lorenzo Williams. 27-18. 9-point lead here for Norfolk Catholic, and they also have the basketball. Zach Pospisil came in. He'll play point guard right now. He's working against a little pressure here by Wiltfong. Back to Bohr. Bohr is going to step up. 17-foot jumper, no good. Feet got tangled up on the inside, and the loose ball is going to be pulled down by Austin Becker. Becker missed the shot, and then Matt Miller, he'll miss another shot, but he gets another rebound. And Norfolk Catholic has already taken three shots on this possession, and because of a foul, they're going to have a chance to score now from the free throw line. So nice job of rebounding here for Norfolk Catholic. The foul is going to be whistled on Wilfong, and that'll be his first. And the free throw is up and good. So back to the free throw line after making the first one is going to be Matt Miller. And Miller's second free throw rolls around, is no good. Rebound by Norfolk Catholic, and now a foul is going to be on Creighton Burr. So another nice job of pulling down the rebound here for Norfolk Catholic as Nathan Boyle pulls down the rebound. And then Burr is going to be called for the foul. Burr's still out there. That is his second foul. And they said that foul went to Bohr. My apologies. So the free throw is up and good. So Boyle hits the free throw. Pass on the inside. Going to be knocked loose. It's no good. Long outlet pass here for Miller. Miller, extra pass for the Knights. It's going to be laid up and in here for Austin Becker. And Becker running the floor, gets that pass, and in transition, Norfolk Catholic has pushed their lead out to 13. Little runner here for Slough, and Slough will float it up and in. Now, right back comes Norfolk Catholic, running the floor after the made basket. Miller will kick it off on their right wing. They get it for Bohr. Bohr's pass intercepted by one of the Knights. Setting a screen is going to be Becker after he made that catch. He'll give it off here for Boyle. Boyle is firing the three. It's no good. And the rebound is tipped around, but finally coming up with it for Dauphin Trumbull is going to be Eric Tobin. Right wing, Slough. Slough working against the low pressure. Now Tobin will get it inside for Burr. Burr's in great shape. Gets the bucket and the foul. That was a real nice pass from Tobin from the top of the key, lobbed it inside here for Burr, and Burr was able to finish strong. And he's hit on the arm, and he will try to finish off a three-point play.
The foul by Matt Miller is just his first. So Burr to the line. And he takes his time at that free throw line, and he strokes in the free throw. Burr, a 55% free throw shooter, makes the free throw here. And it's now 31-23. Tom Trumbull still down by eight. Norfolk Catholic on the bounce here is Nathan Boyle. Boyle across the timeline, working against a little pressure here from Noah Keller, who checked in. Boyle's pass going to be intercepted. Nice play there by Grady Cook. Slough now has it left wing here for Donovan Trumbull. Slough on the bounce. Little ball fake. Kicks it out. Open three. Wilt Fong. Shot won't fall. And coming out with the rebound, just hustling out of there with it, is going to be Jacob Beller. Beller kicks it in the corner. Three-pointer no good here for Ewing. Offensive rebound again for Beller. Beller's shot won't fall. Ball's going to go on the ground, and now it's going to be a hell ball. Possession arrow pointing to Norfolk Catholic. So they're going to maintain the basketball here. Board to toss it in. Checking in here for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Mitch Sawyers. So Sawyers will give him a little bit of a break to some of the starters here with a minute 16 to go in the second quarter. Play is designed to get Boer a three-pointer, and he hits the three-pointer. Dylan Boer with that inbounds. He tossed it in. The guy that caught it just handed it right back to him, sealed over there in the corner, and a three-pointer up and good for Boer. That'll make it an 11-point lead here for Norfolk Catholic. Final minute of the first half. Dribbling is Slough. Slough on that left side, a little hesitation, leans a little bit, takes it in the lane, and now he's going to kick it out for Wilt Fong. Wilt Fong gives it back out for Slough. Slough with a little spin, a flip, and a bucket. Jordan Slough, well covered, but when you're quick and talented, you can always create your own shot, and that's exactly what Jordan Slough was able to do. Boer on the baseline. Going to pass the ball back out, but it's going to be knocked away by Slough and out of bounds. So Boer to toss it in. And he'll give it for Beller, who's going to direct traffic. Beller will give it off to the guy that set the pick, Schomer. Schomer in the lane, pass inside, going to be knocked away and taken out of there. Nice little steal there by Riley Wilt Fong. So Wilt Fong is able to make the steal. And slowly, Slough will direct traffic, give a sign for what they want to do here. And with 10 seconds left, he's across the timeline. They clear out for him. He'll just hand the ball off. Now driving is going to be Williams. Williams kicks in the corner. The three-pointer, no good. And Wilt Fong comes up with the basketball. It's no good. And that will do it. Donovan Trumbull had a couple of looks at it there, but couldn't get any shots to fall down the stretch. And so that'll do it for our first half. Norfolk Catholic will head to the locker room with a 34-25 lead. And we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Tire has a right tire for you.
Welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And a little garbage pickup for Norfolk Catholic being done with their rebounding, where they have a rebounding edge of seven rebounds here for here in the basketball game. And they just really have had a dominant performance, and it really feels like they probably even have more rebounds than that, but they only have a seven rebounding margin here at halftime, and Norfolk Catholic leads it here at the break 34-25. Donovan Trumbull fell behind by as many as 11 points. They fell behind by nine early on, and they've never been able to come back and get over the hump. They've been able to cut the lead down to two a couple of different times, but have not been able to take the lead here in the ballgame, and they trail it at intermission to Norfolk Catholic 34-25. As we take a look at some of the numbers, Norfolk Catholic unofficially shooting from the field. They are 14 of 32, and Donovan Trumbull is 9 of 24 here in the game. 19 rebounds for Norfolk Catholic. Donovan Trumbull with a dozen. And in terms of turnovers, Donovan Trumbull has turned the ball over seven times. Norfolk Catholic with six turnovers here in the ballgame. So that's a little bit closer than what it started out to, because the early stages, Donovan Trumbull did not take real good care of the ball at all, and it got him in a little bit of trouble. Looking at the scoring for Norfolk Catholic, already with double figures is Dylan Bohr. He's got 11 points. Matt Miller has six. David Engelhopp with six. Zach Pospisil, four. Seth Montag with a couple. Bo Schomer with two. Austin Becker also with two. And Nathan Boyle with 1 point here at intermission. Rebounding, Matt Miller's leading the way here for the Knights with five rebounds. Jacob Beller has four. Bohr and Engelhopp, as well as Schomer and Boyle, all have two rebounds each here for Norfolk Catholic. And again, shooting from the field, 14 of 32 for right at 44% in the game. They're also 3 of 7 from behind the arc, so they're shooting 43% from three-point range as well. For Donovan Trumbull, they finally took them about 3 minutes to get their first points, but they got their offense on track there for a while. And Jordan Slough's leading the way. He's got 8 points in intermission. Creighton Burr with seven. Lorenzo Williams has five. Riley Wiltfong with three. And Grady Cook with 2 points here at intermission. Once again, our halftime score, Norfolk Catholic 34, Donovan Trumbull 25. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. We're at halftime, where Norfolk Catholic has a lead over Donovan Trumbull, 34-25 here at intermission. Let's check some of the scores that we had for you through the course of the day. Began this morning with Overton winning over Sutton, 41-38, in what has been the closest game of the day, tipped off at 9 o'clock this morning. Game two, High Plains over Freeman, 52-42. Elkhorn South handled Grand Island Senior High, 64-46. And Bishop Newman controlled Grand Island Northwest, 70-35. And here at intermission, it is Norfolk Catholic with a 9-point advantage over Donovan Trumbull, 34-25. Coming up here in just a little bit, our next game will be at 5:45. That's what the scheduled tip is for. Southern Valley and Grand Island Central Catholic. That will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Then also on 98.9 FM, we'll have Norfolk and Kearney tipping off at 7:30. And then the marquee matchup is Denver East taking on Omaha Central. And that is scheduled to tip off at about 9:15. And, of course, coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic is brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at all their inventory of over 400 vehicles. BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark trailers located at Stolly Park Road at South Webb Road in Grand Island. Don't forget they also have a service, repair, and full body shop at DinsdaleAuto.com. Once again, our halftime score, Norfolk Catholic with a 34-25 lead over Donovan Trumbull. And Donovan Trumbull comes out of the locker room a little bit earlier, trying to get used to maybe the shooting environment here. Really, teams tend to shoot pretty well, even though it's a wide open space here at the Heartland Event Center. The background is dark enough that I think they do a nice job, and the lighting on the court is good enough that usually you don't have that problem with depth perception as you get in a lot of arenas, as shooting tends not to be, you don't really notice that teams shoot poorly here at the Heartland Event Center. At least that's my casual observation. Here at halftime, Norfolk Catholic 34, Donovan Trumbull 25. We'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, Donovan Trumbull has a little work to do. They trail here at halftime against Norfolk Catholic, 34-25. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Cardinals will have the basketball first to start the second half. They bring in the offensive zone. Try a little backdoor cut as Slough gives it off for Burr. Burr's going to drive, take it off glass. It rolls around, and it's good. Nice start there as Creighton Burr is able to score first here in the second half. He now has 9 points in the ball game. And a pass on that right side goes off the hands of Matt Miller and out of bounds. So Norfolk Catholic turns it over. So the Knights with the turnover. Donovan Trumbull with the bucket. We got a 7-point ball game. And the Cardinals still have possession of the rock. Driving is Burr. They cleaned out for him. Slough, rather. Burr comes up with a rebound. He'll kick it out. Here's the three. On that left side, Wilfong can't come up with it. And the rebound taken out of there by Norfolk Catholic. Snagging the bound on that left side with Schomer. He'll give it off on the right wing for Beller. Beller finds a cutter. That's Bohr. Bohr takes it off glass. There's some contact in there. And they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Grady Cook. And Grady Cook giving up ground but didn't give it up enough, as he's going to be called for the foul. And Bohr will go and shoot a couple of free throws. And the first one is up and good. So
So second free throw coming up here for Burr. That one is also good, so he makes both free throws. He's a pretty good free throw shooter. And Burr pass a little bit too high here intended for Grady Cook, and Donovan Trumbull has just turned the ball over. So after a couple of made free throws by Dylan Bohr, then the turnover by Donovan Trumbull. So Beller across the timeline, staying right there with him is going to be Lorenzo Williams, and Williams doing a great job, and that's closely guarded. Nicely what done there. Lorenzo Williams gets the five-second closely guarded call, and that'll be a Norfolk Catholic turnover. And that wasn't by accident. Lorenzo Williams was right with him then. Good job there. Jordan Slough just ran into Dylan Bohr. I think they might have even bumped heads. Slough has the basketball right now. He'll take it to the baseline. He'll shoot over the top of Bohr. It will not fall, and tracking down the rebound is going to be Beller. So Beller snags the bound, and he'll be up court. Slough stays with him, but Beller drives all the way in. Slough knocked it out of his hands. On the way up, it goes out of bounds. I think Slough was last to touch it. Yes, he was. So nice job there by Jordan Slough of coming up with the block. On the inbounds, they ran out of bounds. Dylan Bohr had a little bit of trouble coming up with that ball. That was that same play that they hit the three-pointer on earlier. But that time, hedging just a little bit more was Jordan Slough, and it forced Norfolk Catholic to commit the turnover. So Slough gets the basketball, handed to him by Creighton Burr. And now they'll give it off on the right side. So they cycle through. Cook's got it. Gives it off here for Burr. And they'll give it off on the right wing. Some penetration here by Williams. Williams will kick it out. Long jumper for Wiltfong. No good. Rebound by Cook. Cook comes up with it. Cook lobs it inside for Burr. And Burr's going to be heading to the free throw line as he was fouled. So foul on the inside as they kept the ball alive with a nice little offensive rebound in there. So Burr to shoot two. And the first one is up, and it is good. Burr, a 55% free throw shooter. He gets to the free throw line quite a bit. He's been there about 100 times this year. And he makes the free throw here. Second free throw is on the way, and it also is good. So that'll make it now 36-29. By the way, the foul on Dylan Bohr, that is his second. And he'll inbound the basketball. They clear it out a little bit here for Zach Pospisil. Pospisil is across the timeline. They'll give it for Bohr. Staying right with him is Lorenzo Williams. Williams almost make the steal. Bohr comes up with it. Now Williams is going to be called for the push. Yep. So Lorenzo Williams may be a little bit too aggressive there. It was really after he passed the ball away that he was called for that push. Couldn't change his forward momentum. On the inbounds, Miller gets it, has it stolen away. Burr with the steal, gets it to Slough. Slough, layup, no good. Offensive rebound laid up and in by Riley Wiltfong. So Wiltfong is able to make the putback after the miss, and now we've got a timeout here for Norfolk Catholic. Little run here for Donovan Trumbull. They've cut the lead down to five. It's 36-31. Timeout Knights with 5:28 to go. Brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Today's broadcast is the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, brought to you in part by Home Federal Bank. Today, tomorrow, together, build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC. Norfolk Catholic works it around the perimeter. Miller's got it, and he'll kick it off here for Pospisil. So Pospisil finds a cutter, driving in is Bohr, and Bohr has a shot blocked, and it's going to be a jump ball, a held ball created by Lorenzo Williams. So Williams will get the block. Unfortunately, the Knights will be handed the basketball as the possession arrow is pointing toward them. Bohr throws it in on the baseline. It's going to be caught by Schomer. Schomer has his shot blocked. But
Norfolk Catholic maintains the possession. And another block inside by Grady Cook. Cook comes up with a couple of blocks on that possession. And now it's going to be Donovan Trumbull. Burr will fire a three in transition. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Bohr. Bohr going to kick it up ahead here very quickly. And a little jump stop by Engelhop. Engelhop will take it off glass and score. They are so good at scoring in transition as Norfolk Catholic, and now they lead by seven. On the bounce is going to be Slough. Slough is going to hand the ball off for Williams. Now Cook's got it. Cook will give it to Slough. His defender falls down. He'll go through the lane. Defender falls down. Jumper by Slough won't fall. Loose ball picked up by Slough. He's going to kick it out, and Williams is run into. A lot of contact, no fouls being called. There, two teams are on the ground coming up with the ball, and it's going to be over and back called against Donovan Trumbull. Well, you hear a few groans there because there was a lot of contact and no foul called here. 38-31, Norfolk Catholic leads it by seven with 4:14 to go. We're in the third quarter. And Creighton Burr working hard out there. He's pretty winded, so they make a substitution. He'll come out of the ball game. In is Eric Tobin. Sorry, I threw in an extra syllable in there. Boyle checked in here for Norfolk Catholic, and Nathan Boyle, his pass, his outlet is going to be intercepted, but at the same time, a foul in underneath on the Knights. So either way, the Knights are going to turn it over. So down by seven, Donovan Trumbull gets possession of the basketball back. And that foul is going to be called on, well, they put number 24 up there. Oh, yeah, it's Schomer. So they'll commit the offensive foul. And now we've got a foul away from the ball as well. And again, I think Schomer might be running through a screen, might be called for another foul himself. So Schomer called for another foul here. That's going to be his second. Third as a team. Cardinals inbound on the sideline here. Riley Wolfong is going to toss it in. He gives it to Williams. They'll cycle through. Williams will give it off here for Jordan Slough. Slough drives, has a screen set by Burr. Now he's looking inside for Burr. Burr gets the catch, takes it off glass, has it blocked. It went off glass, but it went off the side of it. And Norfolk Catholic will knock the ball out of bounds. And it will stay in possession here of the Cardinals. They get it to Slough, top of the circle. Slough gets it at the elbow. Entry pass going to be knocked away by Engelhop, but then tipped out. They'll get it out on that left side for Wiltfong. Wiltfong's three is no good. And rebounded out there by Miller. So here comes Norfolk Catholic. They get it at the elbow, and now driving is going to be Bohr. Bohr drives all the way in. Slough has his hands up. Can't believe that there was a whistle that was sounded, and the foul's not on him. So he was right to think that he did not commit a foul because it was Lorenzo Williams who committed his third foul of the ball game. Two free throws coming up here for Dylan Bohr, and the first one is no good. Bohr on the season, a 52% free throw shooter. He just missed the front end of two shots right here. Remains 38-31, 7-point lead for Norfolk Catholic. The Cardinals have not led in this basketball game. And they're going to attend to a little blood, I think, that is on the arm. I don't know if there was a cut there. But they're working on Grady Cook at the moment under watchful eyes of the official, making sure that it's okay with the blood rule. I don't think he actually had a cut. I just think he had some blood on him, and I don't know if they knew where that came from. If it was a cut there, it wasn't very severe because they didn't even bandage it. So they get it all straightened out here, and Cook will step back in his rebounding position. I think we figured out where the blood came from. They are working now on Creighton Burr, and they are attending to
I think a cut that he had on the back of his elbow. Well, actually, it's slightly above the elbow, and they're wrapping it. He bled on his teammate, and they're working on the uniform as well to take the blood out. If you're a trainer for basketball games, you get pretty good at stain removal. All right, it's all taken care of. Back in the battle is going to be Creighton Burr. 3:20 to go here, third quarter, 38-31. Norfolk Catholic, they lead. At the free throw line here is Dylan Bohr, and his second free throw is up and good. So that'll make the lead eight as Bohr hits one of two free throws. Burr in the offensive zone. We'll give it off on that right side to Williams. Williams slid to a stop. Yeah, kind of lost his balance there, and that'll be a turnover on Donovan Trumbull. I think I might have stepped on where there was a little bit of sweat on the court, and Renzo Williams turns the ball over. So here comes Norfolk Catholic. Nobody is slowing down Nathan Boyle. Boyle drives all the way in. Now he'll kick it out. And now the baseline drive, the little floater by Matt Miller. Well, they collapsed when that first drive went in there, and then Miller had some room to run on that baseline, and he put up about a four-foot little runner. Entry pass inside. Power dribble here by Cook. Cook, a little bunny hook, up and good. Grady Cook using his body well there, shield the basketball. And in transition, here's Matt Miller right back for Norfolk Catholic. Norfolk Catholic doesn't wait. They kick it out for Bohr. He's going to fire a three. No good. Burr pulls down the rebound here for the Cardinals after that missed three-pointer for Norfolk Catholic. Slough has it at the elbow. He's going to hand it off to Burr. He's going to fire a three. No good. Rebound by Norfolk Catholic. That's Boyle who pulls down the rebound. And now we got a whistle as there's going to be a block that's going to be called on Lorenzo Williams. And for Lorenzo Williams, that is foul number four. So he's in foul trouble. Burr is going to come out of the ball game. And Williams came out as well. They made a couple of substitutions. We'll get those players for you here in just a moment. With it is Zach Pospisil. Pospisil kicks left side, entering in is Boyle. Turnaround jumper, no good. And offensive rebound taken out of there by Cook. So Cook is able to come up with the rebound. And the pass up ahead in transition. The layup is going to be good for Noah Keller. Keller, one of the players that just came in a moment ago, and he's got those rested legs and was able to run the floor and get that long pass. So stepping through there in trouble is going to be Engelhop. Engelhop puts up the shot, and then he goes over somebody's back trying to get the rebound. So Engelhop is going to commit the foul. And for Engelhop, that is now four on him. They were protecting him a little bit because of his foul trouble, and now he needs a little bit more protection, because he'll come out of the game here as well with 1:41 to go, third quarter, 41-35. Donovan Trumbull down by six, but they have the basketball. On the bounce is Jordan Slough. Slough and Cook help bring it up court. They'll give it here left side for Creighton Burr. Top of the circle with it is Cook. Gives it to Slough, bad pass, and Slough got the timeout. Slough got the timeout. It was knocked loose. He was going to go out of bounds, and he was able, while still inbounds, to call the timeout to maintain the possession. Minute 27 to go in the third. 41-36. Donovan Trumbull is down by six, but they'll have the basketball. We come back after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, Jordan Slough with a very headsy play over there, knowing he was going to go out of bounds. And by the way, in college, you can't be in midair, but I think he can in high school, but I don't think it matters because he was able to stop his momentum. He was going to go out of bounds, but he was able to get the timeout called. Coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic brought to you by Home Federal Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC. And North I see NC up there. They don't have Norfolk Catholic up there. They have NC up there, and I can't help but think North Carolina whenever I see that. So apologize, but Norfolk Catholic with a 41-35 lead over Donovan Trumbull. And DT is not a state abbreviation, so that doesn't cause me the problems. Burr will kick it out for Slough. Slough drives, has his shot blocked, gets his own rebound, will flip it up, no good. Another offensive rebound coming out there with it is going to be Wiltfong. Wiltfong will work it back around the perimeter, give it back out to Slough. And now the entry pass, they're trying to get it inside to Creighton Burr, and they threw it a little bit too high. It goes out of bounds. And so Norfolk Catholic will have the ball. So on the bounce is Norfolk Catholic. Here's Zach Pospisil. Pospisil dribbles that right side. Burr staying right with him. Now Slough picks him up. As he's falling down, he's able to get to Burr. Burr being surrounded by Cardinals. He's able to bounce, pass it out for Pospisil. They find a shooter. That's Becker, top of the key. No good, but an offensive rebound for Blake Ewing. And Ewing is able to tip it up and in. So nice job there by Ewing as he's able to make the putback. Working inside here is Burr. Burr throws it down low, pass to Cook, and Cook will score. Great pass inside for Cook. So give credit for Burr with an assist. 43-37, 16 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Norfolk Catholic has led throughout the game. Zach Pospisil has it. 10 seconds left near midcourt. Picks up his dribble. Slough right there with him, and he'll kick the ball to Bohr. Bohr with 4 seconds left near midcourt. Now dribbles to the baseline. A little floater bouncing around, and it's up and in. Dylan Bohr with a friendly roll is able to take it on that left side. Hit the front of the rim. It bounced around, then off glass, goes in, and Norfolk Catholic has a 45-37 lead as we head to the fourth quarter here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll be back with that fourth quarter right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We'll have the basketball first. They trail it 45-37, and that little shot by Dylan Bohr, a little bit of a momentum swing here in the ball game, and we'll see if Donovan Trumbull can get that momentum back. Jordan Slough will bring in the offensive zone. He looks at a 2-3 zone. Will bounce pass on the right side for Williams. Back to Slough, top of the circle. They pressure him as he picks up his dribble, gives it back to Williams on the right wing. Staying right there with him is going to be Seth Montag. And now Slough has it. Left wing, Wiltfong, Burr gets it and finds a cutter. Laying it up and in is going to be Grady Cook. Nice little set play. As soon as Burr got his hands on the ball, Cook started his cut. And that was a nice pass by Burr to throw it over the top of the defense. And it ends up with an easy bucket. Beller working against Burr. He's given up about 6 inches, so he's not able to shoot over at the top of it. And Burr certainly athletic enough to stay with Jordan Beller. Beller will work it out. Slough knocks the ball loose. He falls on it, and he starts his dribble. He was on his knees but didn't dribble yet. He was able to finish the steal, and now he lays it up and in. Great heads-up play there. Not only was a hustle, but a lot of brain work there for Jordan Slough. Now on the baseline, Dylan Bohr. Bohr in trouble. Ball knocked loose. Burr's able to come up with it. As he's falling down, he's able to finish the steal. So a couple of turnovers for Norfolk Catholic here. And now Donovan Trumbull has a chance to make it a one-possession game. It's 45-41. They skip it over. There's Williams. Williams kicks it out. Open from the elbow. Jumper by Cook. No good. And it's rebounded by Bohr for Norfolk Catholic. So he pulls down the rebound. after Donovan Trumbull couldn't hit the shot. They had a pretty darn good look at it, but couldn't score on it. Now Bohr in a little bit of trouble on that left side. Hands it off for Beller. Beller throws it inside. Ball knocked loose. The turnover caused by Riley Wilfong. On the dribble is Williams. So Williams comes up with it after the Norfolk Catholic turnover. And now the Cardinals will slow it down. They'll set up the half-court offense, and Burr will set a little screen as Slough still has the dribble. Gives it to Williams on the left side. Top of the circle with it is Cook. Off of the screen, they get it to Slough. A little ball fake to Cook as he made the catch on that right wing. They work it in, and an elbow thrown in there by the Knights on the turnaround by Grady Cook. I think it was before Cook put up the shot. And, yes, it was before the shot. And for Schomer, that is going to be his second foul. Tobin checking back into the game here. And Pospisil comes in for Norfolk Catholic. Ball in the hands of Noah Keller, also came in, and Keller will hand it off for Jordan Slough. Keller has it on that right side, working against Montag. Keller gets it at the elbow, and now reaching for the basketball, committing the foul is going to be Bohr. So Dylan Bohr called for the foul. And that is going to be his third. Six as a team now on Norfolk Catholic. Four have been whistled against Donovan Trumbull. So neither team is in the bonus just yet. And Slough's going to inbound on that far sideline. Another foul by the Knights. And we will have one-on-ones coming up here. Slough inbounds it for Keller, and Keller gives it back to Slough. Slough has it top of the circle. Has a screen. Montag has harassed him, and Slough closely guarded. Lost the basketball. It is on the ground. Close to a five-second call there. He lost it, and Schomer comes up with it. It's going to be a Donovan Trumbull turnover. Long outlet pass here by Norfolk Catholic. It's out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touched by Riley Wilfong. Out of bounds. Williams and Burr are going to come back into the game here. Keller and Cook come out. Inbounded for Zach Pospisil. Pospisil's pass on the inside, knocked loose right in the hands of one of the Knights, but he is surrounded, and the shot is taken out of there. Slough comes up with it. Slough will bounce past it on the baseline, and it was a little bit too deep here for Williams. They'll kick it out, right side, jumper, good for Brady Cook. He drains a three. Three-pointer here for Cook, and we got a one-point ball game. And a timeout for Norfolk Catholic. 45-44. Donovan Trumbull has cut the lead down to one. They have never led in the ball game. And up by a point, Norfolk Catholic will end the ball with 4:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. We come back after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, nice little run here for Donovan Trumbull. They have been able to cut the lead down to one. They have not had a lead here in the basketball game, but we'll see whether or not that stands the test of the next 4 minutes and 43 seconds. Norfolk Catholic inbounds the ball. They get it to Pospisil. Pospisil is pressured, is able to get it to Matt Miller. They work it into the elbow. Now some penetration. Backing in there is Seth Montag on the baseline. Lobs it in, and it's a little bit too high. It'll be a Norfolk Catholic turnover. Slough comes up with it. Slough's going to kick it up ahead here for Cook. Back to Slough. And again, a moment ago, Cook was able to drain the three. Now the drive. Left-handed layup is up and good. Right up there by Riley Wilfong. And Wilfong will give Donovan Trumbull their first lead of the ball game. 46-45. Entry pass inside. And it is knocked out of bounds. They say last touched by Donovan Trumbull. Eric Tobin and Creighton Burr both checking into the ball game here for Donovan Trumbull. Inbounded by Bohr and the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. Find themselves in a position they haven't been all night. That is behind here in the ball game. Ball knocked loose in that corner, goes out of bounds. The turnover is forced by Keller as Bohr lost the basketball. And when he fell on it, he was out of bounds. So Norfolk Catholic with the turnover. So Donovan Trumbull leading at 46-45, 3:50 to go. They'll have the basketball and a chance to add to a lead. This will be their first possession that they've been ahead in the ball game. And they're going to mop up a little sweat over in that corner where Bohr dove for the basketball. And so Jordan Slough will bring it up. And again, the Cardinals been in a lot of tight ball games all year long, so this is not territory that they are afraid of. Slough stops at the top of the key. He's going to hand the basketball off here for Williams. Williams getting a screen. Williams will drive, get it on the baseline for Burr. Burr, nice little spin between three Knights, and he lays it up and in. Great pivot in there by Burr. And after that pivot, that split the difference of three different red jerseys. Now on the baseline is going to be Boyle gives it off the shot. And we've got a foul on the inside. That's going to be on Donovan Trumbull. And actually, they're going to say it was Boyle. I thought Boyle was trying to lob the pass, but they're going to say he was shooting. He was fouled, no question about that. There was a foul in there. And they're going to say it's Boyle that will go to the free throw line and shooting the two shots. The free throw is up and good. The foul, by the way, was whistled on Eric Tobin, and that's just his first, so that's not a major problem. The first free throw was up and good. So it's 48-46. Donovan Trumbull still up by two here, and they'll still have the lead after this free throw coming up from Nathan Boyle. Boyle, an 80% free throw shooter. Hasn't been there a lot, but enough that that's a trend. His second free throw, though, is up and no good. And rebound taken out of there by Burr. So Burr snags the rebound. He gets the ball back after they get across the timeline. And Wilfong, on the way to the basket, well before he put up a shot, was fouled by Nathan Boyle. Well, it's going to be a 1-1 coming up here, as Riley Wilfong will shoot the front end of a 1-1. Seven as a team against Norfolk Catholic, and that's Nathan Boyle's second foul. So Wilfong to the line. Riley Wilfong's free throw is up and good. Wilfong, a 60% free throw shooter, making 29 of 48 free throws on the season coming into this weekend. He bends the knees here. The free throw is up. It is a little bit short, and rebound to the Knights. That's Schomer who comes up with it for Norfolk Catholic. 49-46. Ball knocked loose. It's going to be a steal. It's Williams with a steal, the layup, and the bucket. Lorenzo Williams with the steal and the layup on the other end. And just like that, the lead is five, the largest lead of the game here for the Cardinals. And we're going to have a hand check foul that's called on Slough. And that is just going to be the first foul on Slough. So Boyle will inbound on that far sideline. And near midcourt, he'll give it for Engelhop. Engelhop with some foul trouble, sat out much of the second half. Boyle has it off the top of the circle. With it is Schomer. Schomer gets it back after passing it away. He'll drive the lane, lay it up and in. They threw it on that baseline, and then Schomer, as soon as he got it down there, started rolling through that baseline, got the bounce pass back out from Engelhock. 51-48. Right wing with the basketball is Wilfong. Gives it top of the circle here for Burr. Burr gives it to Slough. Slough nearly lost it, but he's able to track it down near midcourt. Now he'll drive, and early on in that drive, he is fouled. And Dylan Bohr going to be called for the foul here. And for Bohr, that is his fourth foul. So Slough to the line for a 1-1. Slough on the season, pretty solid free throw shooter at 56%. Hits the front end of the 1-1 here. He's kind of been battling through a few injuries through the course of the year, and he's getting a little bit healthier, getting a little bit stronger. And it's all coming together here for Donovan Trumbull. The free throw, no good. And rebounded. Creighton Burr is able to fly out there and save it. And coming up with the basketball is Wilfong. So Wilfong really gets the rebound, but Burr did a great job. Now the pass to Burr. Burr falling down, tries to pass it on that left wing, and Donovan Trumbull just turned it over. And he'll get helped up by Wilfong. Creighton Burr, a lot of hustle. He flew down on the baseline and near midcourt also going on the ground for the basketball. But Norfolk Catholic has possession of it here. On the bounce is Zach Pospisil. Right wing, they'll give it off here for Ewing. Ewing works it around for Engelhop. Left side, that's Pospisil. Pospisil working against a little pressure here from Wilfong. He'll drive. He's falling down, but is able to find Engelhop. Engelhop shot, no good. Rebound is tipped out of there. I think it's Donovan Trumbull ball, and the officials agree. Last touched by Norfolk Catholic. And Matt Miller is going to check in here for the Knights. 1:25 to go in the basketball game. Donovan Trumbull leads at 52-48. And both teams have a number of timeouts left. And now they're going to pressure the ball. And if they don't make a steal, Norfolk Catholic's going to make a foul or two. Some of the guys that were in foul trouble have come out. And guys like Austin Becker have checked in. So did Seth Montag. And Seth Montag will commit the foul against Jordan Slough. So Slough will step to the line for a 1-and-1. That's just the first foul of the ball game here for Montag. So Slough at the line for a 1-and-1. It's now 9 fouls that have been whistled here in the second half against Norfolk Catholic. So this will be the final 1-and-1 here for Donovan Trumbull. Now Slough can hit the first one. He'll earn the second. Already a 4-point lead. The free throw here is no good. And coming up with the rebound is going to be Miller. So Miller pulls down the rebound for Norfolk Catholic, driving his Bohr. Bohr shot no good. Offensive rebound. And going up strong for it is Bo Schomer, as Schomer is able to pull down the rebound. So he makes the putback after the miss on the drive. And now with the ball is Grady Cook. He'll get it out for Burr. Gives it to Lorenzo Williams. Williams will kick on that right side. Wilfong has it. Back to Williams. Williams drives in the lane. A little dump off underneath. Nearly turned over, but Cook's able to track it down. He'll give it to Wilfong. 41 seconds to go. Wilfong has it. Hands it off to Slough. They're just playing keep away right now. And now a timeout for Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull calls timeout. In a 52-50 ball game, they call timeout with 36 seconds to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Timeout for the Cardinals. We'll take it with them. They lead it 52-50. 36 seconds to go. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Well, we'll see what Donovan Trumbull has in mind here. They called the timeout to set something up with 35.9 to go. They lead it 52-50. Both teams still have 3 timeouts left, so a lot of chess pieces can be moved here down the stretch. And we'll remind you that coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic is brought to you by your truck destination, DinsdaleAuto.com. For a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles, BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillacs, GMC, Hyundai, and even Hallmark trailers, located on Starley Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Don't forget that they have service repair and a full body shop at TomDinsdale.com. Slough is going to inbound it near midcourt at the end of the bench here for Donovan Trumbull. And we've got a foul immediately. And again, that's really what they wanted. They wanted to get the ball in the hands of Riley Wilfong, apparently, as it's going to be Wilfong that goes to the free throw line. Wolfong is a 60% free throw shooter. Noah Keller hasn't been there a lot, but he is a 79% free throw shooter, 11 of 14. Maybe doesn't have that experience that you want. In any event, Wolfong is at the free throw line, and, well, he certainly has answered the call here so far as he hits the first of two free throws. It's 53 to 50. A free throw here will make it a two-possession game with 35 seconds to go. Second free throw is on the way, and it rolls around and is no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Miller. And so here comes Norfolk Catholic, and they're going to call a timeout. They want to set up something with 29 seconds to go. They trail it 53 to 50. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Timeout Nights. We're back right after this.
Going to Bowling and Central 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Well, you don't absolutely have to have a three-pointer here with 29.7 to go. You could score quickly and take your chances of getting a steal or hope that Donovan Trumbull misses some free throws, but I wouldn't be overly surprised if Norfolk Catholic does draw up something for a three-point opportunity here in the ballgame. Three-point shooting for them, their best three-point shooter through the course of the year. Actually, he's been angle-hopped. He's hit 2 of 4. That's not a lot, obviously, with not a lot of attempts. 33% shooter is actually Bohr, as he's hit 43 pointers through the course of the season. That's not too shabby, to be honest with you, if you shoot 40%. So we'll see whether or not they set something up here for Dylan Bohr. And the ball is inbounded here for Zach Pospisil. Pospisil gets it at the elbow for Miller. Miller will hand it off on the drive here. It's going to be Ewing. Ewing will kick it off. Now they weave through with it here. It's going to be Bohr. He's going to step back, fire a three, no good. Rebound tip, up and in, and it's going to be a foul. They're calling it off. Jordan Slough with great rebounding position will wave off the basket. Over the back on the tip is Blake Ewing. So take the bucket off because Jordan Slough had the rebounding spot. And Slough grinning ear to ear as he talks right now to his teammate, Creighton Burr. And so Slough, we'll give him credit for a rebound there. And now he'll hit the first of two free throws. It's now a two-possession game, 54 to 50. And a timeout. Norfolk Catholic wants to get him off that line so he doesn't hit a second free throw. Timeout, Norfolk Catholic. 14.6 to go in the ball game. The rebound, and now the free throw by Slough makes it a four-point lead for Donovan Trumbull. Timeout Knights, we'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, a moment ago, Blake Ewing was able to tip in the shot after the miss by his teammate on the Norfolk Catholic end, but boxing him out, getting that position was Jordan Slough, and so they waved off the basket because of the pushing foul. It's over the back is what everybody calls it, but it's technically a pushing foul because Slough had the rebound. He rebounded position, and now he's hit the first of two free throws to make it a two-possession game. His second free throw is now on the way, and it is dead solid perfect. Five-point lead for Donovan Trumbull. 14 seconds to go. With the dribble here is Zach Pospisil. Pospisil on the dribble is going to hand it off here for Ewing. Ewing kicks it off right side. Three-pointer up, no good. Tip by Norfolk Catholic will not fall, and it's going to be couple of free throws coming up for Dylan Bohr with 3.6 to go. So Norfolk Catholic could not hit the three-pointer. And then the rebound here for Dylan Bohr. And Bohr now will shoot two free throws. The first one's back the iron and no good. Score remains 55-50 with 3.6 to go. Now, I don't think they can get there from here. The free throw short. Burr knocks it on the ground. The ball's rolling around. The clock expires. And Donovan Trumbull will pick up the win. They trailed most of the game, sometimes by as many as 11. But Donovan Trumbull is able to come from behind and pick up a hard-fought win here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. They win it by a final of 55-50. And Jordan Slough's rebound and a couple of free throws, the difference so far, the difference in the ball game as Donovan Trumbull wins this one 55-50. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic. And Donovan Trumbull, nice come from behind win, 55-50 over Norfolk Catholic. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. We'll take a look at the overall statistics here in the ball game, and shooting from the field, Norfolk Catholic cooled down in the second half. They're 20 of 46 in the game. Donovan Trumbull, 20 of 47. Rebounding, Norfolk Catholic still held the edge, 28-19. But that turnover margin kind of turned around a little bit. 19 turnovers for Norfolk Catholic in the game compared to only 13 for Donovan Trumbull. And Donovan Trumbull had only 5 turnovers the entire second half, as they really kind of clean things up and they come from behind to win this one 55-50. They did not lead until they built a 46-45 lead. So it wasn't until that fourth quarter that they were able to take the lead, but they hold on by a final of 55-50. Leading the way here for Norfolk Catholic in terms of scoring, they had one player in double digits. That was Dylan Bohr. He finished with 16. Matt Miller with 8. David Engelhop with 8. Bo Schomer with 6. Zach Pospisil, 4. Seth Montag, 2, Blake Ewing with 2, Nathan Boyle with 2, and Austin Becker with 2 points here in the ball game. Now for Donovan Trumbull, who pick up a nice win here. It's a good thing to kind of build on. They had 3 players in double figures and nearly a fourth. Jordan Slough finished with 13 points, including coming up with a couple of big rebounds down the stretch, and that defense, a couple of big rebounds, a couple of big free throws down the stretch. As Slough finished with 13, Creighton Burr also with 13, Grady Cook with 11, Riley Wolfong 9, Lorenzo Williams with 7, and he played some great defense as well, and Noah Keller with 2 points here in the game as well. They shot 20 of 47 in the game for about 43%. From behind the arc, they were 3 of 14, only 21%, but they got the job done at the free throw line where they went 12 of 16. They shot 67% from the free throw line, and Donovan Trumbull picks up a 55-50 win here over Norfolk Catholic. So congratulations to them. They have a nice little a win to kind of build on for the last little run of the season. Next up for them, they will take on Arcadia Loup City. That'll be in Doniphan coming up on Thursday night. And they'll finish things off with Heartland. And Heartland at 16-5 will give them a pretty good tussle as well next weekend, as they'll be playing a week from yesterday at Heartland. So they'll play Thursday and Friday of next week. And then Doniphan Trumbull pretty much can start looking forward to district tournament time as they pick up a nice win here, a final of 55-50. Well, here in just a little bit, in about 18 minutes or so, it'll be the defending C2 state champions of Southern Valley